You are listening to KTWH's Check-In with Greg Ruberg. He is the CEO of our Lakeview Clinic and Hospital and a loyal and regular person on our station here at 10:30 on Friday mornings. Good morning, Greg. Thank you so much for checking in with listeners on KTWH.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Well, here we are in the midst of the first vaccine frenzy, and from your end, I've got to believe it's pretty busy. What's going on?
Yes, it's been actually a very busy week. We are making good progress with the very limited supply of vaccine that we do have. I think many of you may have noticed or read on our Facebook post that we did wrap up phase 1A this week, just yesterday. And starting today, we're in what used to be called 1B, which is 65 and older, as well as education staff in the school, support staff, and child care.
That's fabulous news. And I actually interviewed an educator this morning who was on his way to get his vaccine. So that is super exciting news. We know, however, that that doesn't mean everyone can get vaccinated, and there's only so many vaccines and there's only so many people administering. What can you tell us about this, the timeline for this rollout, and what people should do if they are ready to get their vaccine?
Yeah, I think it's really important that we talk through the structure that we've built in for Lake County. So Lakeview Hospital and Clinic has worked very closely with Lake County Public Health on a build for vaccine clinics to support all of Lake County and every resident. And I want to just talk through kind of what our thought process was and how that's working. The significant challenge that we continue to have is a lack of vaccine. So the supply is very limited. There's some new developments I want to talk about at the state level as well that creates even more challenges around this. But what we decided to do and made a commitment to do in Lake County is build the structure that would support what we call pop-up vaccine clinics to support our community when vaccine's available. So, for example, what you're going to see on Monday would be a pop-up vaccine clinic for those age 65 and older. We wanted to make sure that every Lake County resident had a fair opportunity to register for a vaccine. You know, we decided not to go with the lottery process, which you're hearing in some other organizations and across the state.
Yeah.
We felt that equal opportunity, that people have some control over it, that they can try to get this, the vaccine, if they choose to. So what we did around that, we created, I think the first thing I want to just really reinforce is the Lake County COVID-19 vaccine hotline. And I want to kind of talk a little bit about that because there's a little bit of confusion around this. So that hotline is, the phone number is 218-834-8434. So what that is exactly what it says. It's a hotline. So you can call that number every single day and get a recorded message. We'll be updating that message every morning, Monday through Friday, with new information as it becomes available. The goal around that, which I think will serve our county really well, despite some of the concern by individuals up front, we want people to go to one single place of information to get a consistent message from all of the partners in Lake County that are working on vaccine. So that gets updated daily. People call in. It will say, we don't have any vaccine available today. There are no pop-up clinics scheduled. But if we get vaccine in, we're working with the county to say, we've got X amount of vaccine. Let's schedule a pop-up clinic. Let's give people enough time to get the information. We'll publish the time that you can register and then create that pop-up clinic structure. So that structure will support 10 doses of vaccine that may be coming into our county, or it will support 400 vaccines a week or more that come into our county. So again, what our goal was to eliminate the need to call Lakeview Clinic, Lakeview ER, call me, call Lake County Public Health, call commissioners, call everybody else, which has been happening every single day for weeks. But again, call the hotline, get the information. The other piece of advice I would give to everybody is, now, there's a lot of activity on the hotline today because it's active. It's people are trying to make appointments. But call ahead of time and get the website, which is the Lake County website, that on their page is a link to COVID vaccine clinics. You click on that, and that's the way you do it online. There's also a phone number on that hotline that tells you, here's the number to try to get a COVID vaccine appointment. The reason that those are embedded in the hotline is if we have to add phone numbers as we get more vaccine, if we have to add other information to expand that amount of registration, we can do it in one source. In contrast, if I were to post a Lakeview Facebook page that says, here's the phone number to get a COVID vaccine on Friday at 9 a.m., and we add a phone number or that phone number changes or something happens, then people are going to be upset because I gave them the wrong phone number. And so by using the hotline, you'll be guaranteed to have the most up-to-date information and give you the best chance to get a COVID vaccine.
Wow, I think that sounds really streamlined, Greg. And I understand that everyone's been getting calls and there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of eagerness to get the vaccine. And I feel like you're just telling us this is, it actually is more simple than we're making it out to be. Is call the hotline. That will give you the information you need. And then you'll know when and where to sign up for a vaccine, while also knowing that it might not be an option to get one today or tomorrow, and there's only as many as you have.
Right. I think there's a couple things. Yeah, and I think it's just really important. Our goal is to make sure that everybody in Lake County had an equal opportunity. There is no favoritism. There's no special way to get a vaccine kind of outside of that system. We're following the guidance that MDH has set and creating a fair and equitable way for everybody to have access to that. The issue is limited supply of vaccine.
Yeah.
And I'll share that, we had committed to this pop-up vaccination clinic on Monday this week when we sent out information on Wednesday, which was the 27th. We heard late in the day that MDH was recounting vaccine and there was a potential that we could have our vaccine reallocated. That is very frustrating to me, I'll be honest, is we communicated to thousands of people that we put a process in place to use vaccine that we've been told that we have. And when I say have, it's not in our own pharmacy at Lakeview, it's in our hub site. And what we're doing now is to say when we physically have it in our hands, we will commit to a COVID pop-up clinic for that amount of vaccine. We're going to be very careful not to commit before because the last thing that I want to do and the last thing the county wants to do is say we're going to have a clinic next week. The vaccine does not show up as promised, and then we cancel everybody or cancel the link. That is not what we want to do. At the same time, we don't want to hold vaccine by being too conservative in not getting that clinic kind of scheduled and built. So, and again, if we knew at Lakeview and Lake County Public Health that we had 300 doses coming every single week, this would be very easy. We just build a structure to support 300 doses a week. We've got plenty of staff, we've got the space, we've got all the resources to do that. But when you're told one day you're getting 100, no you're not, now you're getting 200, maybe you're not, it's really hard to build a clinic and schedule people into those slots. And I know people are frustrated, and I am too. I've got a lot of feedback. I've got some really interesting voicemails this morning from people, and I expect that. But I just would reassure people that we're doing the very best that we can to create a structure that's as easy as we possibly can with a situation that is nothing but easy.
Well said. And so you have to be very nimble. We have to be very nimble along with you. And it just seems like the main thing is let's not harass our messengers. Let's be trusting, and everyone is moving forward here in goodwill. And I think, in Lake County, it's a small enough county, and it is full of leaders who are all invested in working together. And I've heard that already this morning from their school. And so I do think it's working. I hope that the people who might feel a little bit irate about what's going on will settle in, and we are getting a system going here, and I hear that loud and clear from you, Greg, and you're only able to be as efficient as what's coming your way from the state, and the state is working with the feds, and it's all very new and complex, and I have high hopes that it will streamline over time, and it's just going to become a system like anything else.
Yeah, and there's two things I want to just talk about on the state level. And I know people are hearing this and their information is getting out. I just want to share exactly what I know today. So when you look at the state, the Minnesota Department of Health is committed to supplying a consistent and predictable amount of vaccine to the 10 largest health systems in Minnesota. And that's a decision made at the state level. I have no influence on that. I don't necessarily agree with it. But again, this commitment to vaccine is going to those 10 large health systems. If you're what we call a mid or small hospital or health system with clinics, we're on a lottery system. And so there are some weeks that Lakeview will be in a lottery system on vaccine at the state level that we may get some doses. I don't know how many. I don't know when that's going to be. There will be some weeks that we don't get anything for a couple of weeks. And so the challenge, back to my previous point, is it's really difficult for us to schedule vaccine pop-up clinics when we have no idea that we're getting vaccine or we're not. The benefit to working directly with Lake County Public Health is that they've also got a separate stream of vaccination that works a little bit different than what it does for healthcare. And so we're communicating, I'd say, on an hourly basis at this point, certainly daily, to combine those two supplies of vaccines so that we can support all of Lake County. And again, I think that's the right thing to do for our county. You know, I think there's been some discussion about should we be giving preference to our Lakeview Clinic patients. I think somebody that uses our primary care clinic would be the person that we consider the, you know, attributed to our clinic. But there are people in the county that use our hospital, that use our ER, that use our MRI, that use our rehab services, and all these other services that aren't specifically primary care. So we don't want to exclude a group of people either. And so, again, trying to be fair and equitable to everybody as the only healthcare provider in Lake County, we think we're doing the right thing. And, again, with public health support, I am confident that our plan is the right one. If vaccine supply was not an issue, things would be going great. We'd have projected clinics for the next couple of weeks or months, and we just keep doing it until everybody that wanted one got one. But we're just not there.
All right. And once again, the simplest answer for anyone wanting to know how to find out how to get their vaccine is simply to call the hotline. And give us that number one more time.
Yep. So the hotline number is 218-834-8434. So again, 218-834-8434. And that will give you everything that you need to know about COVID vaccine in Lake County in terms of availability, appointments, and other information.
And that,
and again, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and reiterating, that's updated every single day. So that's your latest information right there.
Yep, every day, Monday through Friday.
Okay, Monday through Friday. Excellent. Great. Well, thank you so much, Greg. Anything else before we sign off for the week?
Well, just, and again, I would encourage people, again, please be patient. Please share feedback. Some of the feedback that I've received this morning has been very helpful. So there's things that we know. We did not design a perfect program, and I'll be the first one to admit that. But we will take constructive, professional, respectful feedback and make those changes where we can to further improve the program. So this won't, you know, we built a structure that would really support that day after day and week after week. So I'm confident that we will get this thing streamlined, so when we start getting larger supplies, it will be a seamless transition to hundreds of doses, not tens of doses.
Great. And we're all excited about that day. Okay. Wonderful. Thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Greg Ruberg, CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital.